Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And it is time to head out to the Toyota of Hollywood Hotline. Shop hundreds of Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan.
Thank you, Woody. And Eric Wood, good friend, Bills radio analyst and former longtime Buffalo Bills center, joins us this morning. Eric, how you been, man?
I'm doing great. How you doing, Joe?
I'm hanging in there. Hey, you guys have ruined a lot down here for us, man, through the years here. And trying to get a read on your team. A lot of new receivers. You got some guys gone from last year's team. Some guys injured. Milano's out. I'm just curious, does this team feel as good or can be as good as last year's team?
I do, and I think it could be, you know, potentially more upside down the road when you get some younger players in there, guys that, you know, you haven't seen maybe what their potential could be now. There may be some lumps along the way when it comes to that. The Bills have had so much consistency with kind of that big core of veteran players that a lot of them, that, you know, those names that moved on this offseason, Tre'Davious White, Jordan Poyer is down in Miami, Micah Hyde, Mitch Morse, longtime center. There's a number of names that they moved on from this offseason. So new faces, which isn't always a bad thing. I just think that we saw it at the start of last week against the Cardinals. There's going to be some growing pains. And Bills found a way to win against the Dolphins last week, similar to how the Dolphins came back against the Jags late. So, you know, I think this team is still trying to figure themselves out, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But, you know, there's still a lot of hope for this team this year.
Eric, I was just watching the highlights. I didn't get a chance to see the actually watch the Buffalo Bills play. But Josh Allen throwing a couple of touchdowns and then some of those crazy runs that he makes. I'm just wondering, when you see him go over the top, especially to get in the end zone, and he does this a lot, you're used to seeing it. Do you ever just like, oh, man, oh, because he's a durable dude. What's your thoughts on sometimes being a little reckless and physical the way he plays?
Oh, you know, he'll drive you nuts calling the games. I'm sure the guys in the front office and the coaching staff are saying the same, but I mean, you just can't take it out of him. I mean, yeah. Every year you go into the season and, he's going to be more of a pocket passer. He's not going to put his body on the line. But, you know, in crunch time of games when you got a tight game like they did against the Cardinals, he's going to do what he's got to do to get in the end zone. You know, he earned his respect from his teammates a long, long time ago. He doesn't need to do that stuff, but that's just how he's wired. He's a big-time competitor, aggressive, physical player. Now, you want to, you know, pull that out of him as much as you can, but ultimately the guy's a playmaker, and it's split second decisions, and his brain's still wired to go over the top of a guy. He described that play against Buda Baker when he hurdled him in the end zone. And he said, "Look, I was gonna try and make a move or run him over, but that's Buda Baker. When I saw him, I figured I better try and go over the top because this dude's gonna light me up." And the fact that that's what hits his brain is, I mean, it can put you on a roller coaster ride.
Yeah, no question about. So you know this number. Josh Allen's 11-2 with a playoff win being the odd number there in 6 years playing against the Miami Dolphins. We have some of the games have been close, including the last game last year to see who was going to win the AFC East. But he comes up with a lot of plays no matter what. Just seems like he plays some of his best football against the Dolphins. You see him against everybody. Is there's always that one team that a guy will play great against? Are we at it for Josh Allen?
You know, I think part of the reason was, especially early on in his career, he thrived better against man coverage. It's easier for young quarterbacks to process that. And then, especially when you're going to take off and run, all the second-level defenders generally don't have their eyes on the quarterback. You know, it wasn't as much of that last year, and you got another new defensive coordinator down there last year. So I don't know if it's necessarily team and personnel. I think some of it was scheme early on, but it's also one of those deals where when you get familiarity with a team, and so you become a little bit more comfortable going against the squad, and it just seems like, you know, he's played a lot of really good football against Miami. Now, part of that was, I feel like, predicated by some of the defensive coordinators early on in Josh's career that the Dolphins had that were running a lot of man-to-man defense. And, you know, it's one of those things where now when it comes to third down, teams will barely ever even run man-to-man against Josh Allen, knowing that if they give up the slightest crease up front, he's going to go steal the first down with his legs.
Yeah, he's gone in a heartbeat. You are exactly right about that. So I always wonder about this. We've talked so much in the offseason about the receiving core. Your starters from last year are both gone on the outside. Coleman, the rookie, and some other guys, can they be as good? Are they good enough for Josh to have success throwing the football throughout this season?
You know, I think it's more of a sum of the parts, and they're really excited about both their tight ends, Dalton Kincaid and Dawson Knox. And then on the outside, it's more by committee. So it's less, hey, let's force the ball to a number one receiver. We've got to keep him involved in the game. We want to keep him locked in. And it's more, hey, let's attack individual matchups. What's the coverage giving us here, and can we exploit it? Keon Coleman had a nice first game, had a few nice catches, and then he also drew two penalties that won't show up on the stat sheet, but both went for first downs when they needed them. And so, you know, he's showing some promise. Mac Hollins comes in. He had a nice game. He caught a touchdown last week. Curtis Samuel is going to be more of your gadget-type player. And then Khalil Shakir, he's a guy that last year really produced in the second half of the season and produced enough that the Bills front office felt comfortable enough to move on from Diggs and Davis. So, you know, you hope that it's addition by subtraction.
Yeah.
You know, we'll see as the season goes on how that plays out, though.
I got to ask you about a guy from down here in South Florida who was taken in the first round, Gregory Russo, 3 sacks in the first game. It's a hell of a start. Is he getting better? You see him getting better as a pass rusher and overall defensive lineman?
I do. And this is a guy that kind of struggled with injuries these last few years. He'd get an ankle here. He broke a bone in his foot last year and played through it, which really hurt his production. But he's a tough dude. And so he plays through it. This is a guy, I covered him when he was at the University of Miami when he was a year and a half, 2 years away from playing receiver in high school.
Right.
And look, when you get a guy with the wingspan he has, he's 6'6", he can run, he's now developed into this huge defensive end. You don't get a guy like that in the very tail end of the first round unless he's some type of a project player. Otherwise, he's a top 5, top 10 pick. And so the Bills knew there was going to be some development, but he seems to be really coming into his game. And then, like you know this, Joe, it generally takes 2 guys winning up front for someone to get a sack. Otherwise, the quarterback can generally avoid that one. Well, Von Miller played better last week. The defensive tackles were pushing the pocket. So Greg even said it himself. Look, yeah, I made a few plays here today, but those don't happen if we don't have other guys getting around the quarterback too.
Eric, I got to ask you about the other team everybody's talking about that's in the picture here with the Jets and Aaron Rodgers. I don't know if you saw any of last night's game. How do you look at the Jets? And defensively, they were really good a year ago. Last night, you would have never known that, but what do you think of the Jets?
Yeah, they're interesting. So they have the issues with Hassan Reddick. You know, they go out and make a big free agent acquisition who bring in a big-time pass rusher, and he's not out there last night. And, you know, to me, you know, it's gonna come down to, can Rodgers stay healthy the whole season? And if so, I think it's a 3-horse race in the division, even though New England's sitting there at 1-0 right now after a nice win against the Bengals in week 1. But I don't know. The Jets are confusing to me. And when McCaffrey was out last night, I thought that they would have a pretty good chance of taking that game last night out in San Francisco. But instead, they ended up San Francisco ends up running away from it. Man, I really like that young running back they got in Jeff Mason, or Jordan Mason.
Wow.
As a former offensive lineman, I'm watching that dude run thinking, golly, that dude lowers his pads when he needs to. He makes a move when he needs to. He's got good vision. seems to be another good fit in a Shanahan offense out there.
Boy, he does, doesn't he? Man, no question about that. So last year, I mean, I don't know if I've had a chance to see and touch. So you guys are 6-6. We're 9-3. I watch a heartbreaker against the Eagles. You guys have the game, and friggin' guy kicks like a 70-yard field goal. I'm exaggerating a little bit.
Right.
In the crummy
in the
weather.
Rain.
Yeah, like he couldn't do it again. Like in the rest of his career. And I go, it's done. All right, ball game. We're gonna have this, and those guys friggin' went on. I don't think they lost another game till you lost to Kansas City. Did you ever get to a point where you're going, yeah, it's not going to happen this year? Did you think they would have that kind of, what, 5 or 6 wins in a row?
I'm not going to say I doubted it, because they've had that kind of mid-season lull multiple times, especially since I've been covering the team and been in the radio booth. And when you got as much talent as they had, they just seem to be dropping games. They got hit with the injury bug. Like, Miami had it late last year. The Bills got it in that London game. And so Tre'Davious White tears his Achilles against the Dolphins. What was that, week 3, week 4, they go to London.
Right.
And we lose two more starters on our defense, and Matt Milano and Daquan Jones. And so it took them a while to kind of adjust to life without those three guys. And then towards the end of the season, they started playing some of their best ball. And, you know, Sean McDermott does a good job of keeping those guys consistent throughout the season, rallying the troops, and was able to pull it off again last year and win the division.
Yeah, crazy stuff. Eric, thank you, man. Really appreciate it. I'll see you in a couple of days, man. A little Thursday night football with the Bills to kick things off. Sounds good.
Yep, absolutely. Looking forward to seeing you, brother.
All right. Eric Wood, Bills radio analyst with us, former Buffalo Bill. Really, really good dude, man. Really, really good guy with the Bills, and they must enjoy it. They've had some good trips, but it's got to come to an end, man. It's got to stop. No more.
Get them on Thursday, bro.
Got to get them Thursday,
got
bro.
Got
we got everybody going, we got to get you Thursday, bro.
This has got to be the one, though, right?
This just feels
how big is that, that Javon Holland strip, man? How big is that right now?
It's huge.
You're going to this game 0-1, you probably think, oh, boy, here we go again. Meltdown starting earlier.
How about
than we
4 days going 2-0?
Yeah.
4 days apart, 2-0. Get that tough Thursday night game out of the way, get a win. But you just can't let the Bills beat you twice.
But this is a good situation, cuz you'll have a stranglehold on the division, cuz the Jets will be 0-2 by Sunday.
Cannot happen. Just can't.
Should be in good shape.
All right. Listen, let's go to break here. But before we do, want to take a second this morning and tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers. Can't do it enough, man. Not when you drive a Tahoe. Oh, boy, do I love my Tahoe. And I beat it up, man. I'm tough on it. I sweat in it. My workout stuff's in there, my tennis stuff. It's durable and always ready to go. I love it. Suburbans and Tahoes are big, comfortable SUVs. Matter of fact, let you know, Tahoe's got a brand new look coming out at the end of the year, man. If you're waiting to see or you didn't know, I want to just give you a heads up on that one. But the midsize SUV, that Traverse, smoking hot, man. Really nice looking. So much room for a midsize. Trailblazer, an Equinox, and a Blazer. Really got something for everybody, man, in our SUV family. I always start with it. But listen, our number one seller is our big, strong, durable Silverado truck. Silverado HDs, man, they're just, hey, you need a full-time working truck that you can depend on that's going to be there for you when you're beating it up and you're working hard. And Silverado's right there with you, man. It's not going to miss a day. Ready to go with you, whether you work 5 days a week, 6, 7 days a week in the back of that truck, not a problem. And you need a truck for the whole family, we've got them all for you, man. New and used with low mileage, ready to go for you right now. Hey, and I got to tell you, I always talk about the Corvette because I think the Corvette is the sexiest thing on the road right now. Boy, Chevy, been a hot one for us, man. Been a hot one for us. If you haven't been to your South Florida Chevy dealers, we've got convenient locations all over South Florida, Dade, Broward, even Monroe County for you to stop by and take some test drives, man. Check out that showroom. Qualified buyers get 1.9% APR on all 2024 Silverado 1500s, the Blazer EV, the Equinox, the Trailblazer, or Blazer, and all the Colorado models. Chevrolet, together, let's drive in South Florida.